7 after the
Welcome to the Doug Stephan Good Day Program.
Yes.
With Jennifer Horan and Richie and Doug. Roberta had to fly away on her broom. So we have, not necessarily in her place, Michael McMaster will join us in a few moments. Some really stimulating motivational material. In the meantime, I am watching Jerry Rivers.
Jerry Rivers?
Jerry Rivers.
Who's that?
Well, that's a good question. 800-510-8255. Let's see who else is watching Jerry Rivers at the same time I am. Who is Jerry Rivers? That is not his real name, but when he got into broadcasting, that's the name he used because he wanted to assimilate. So who is the real Jerry Rivers?
Has this person been on this show?
8255, once, I believe.
800-510-8255.
800-510-TALK, if you know who Jerry Rivers is.
So it's not the person I'm thinking of.
Probably not.
The person I'm thinking of has been on this show many times.
No, not the same.
And you actually worked with him in Cincinnati.
No.
Not him.
Not the same guy. Nope. 800-510-8255. Who is, that's you're talking about Jerry Springer. That's who you're talking about, right?
Wait, it's Jerry Springer, yes.
Yeah, no, that's not who Jerry Rivers is.
That'd be cool if that was his name. Good.
Yeah.
Good pull for
800. No, his real name is Jerry Springer. That's his name. Springer is a very famous or well-known or well-used English name. And he's from England originally. 800-510-8255. Okay, so we get to that. And then motivation for this Friday, the 23rd of March. Michael McMaster here to help you out a great deal. I always like it when he and other people who can be very helpful to all of us. This is the time for you to consider what's going on in your life, and if you're not happy with a number of things, a lot of things in your life, then maybe we can help you move things along. Stuff gets stuck. Want to move it along. It's kind of like an icebreaker. Move it. So Michael McMaster will move you in a moment here on Good Day.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal, and the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day, and the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the digestive advantage from Shift.
I've got stuff to do. I can't let pain get in the way. But I can turn to Advil for tough pain relief, Advil PM for relief of nighttime pain and sleeplessness, and Thermacare for long-lasting back pain relief. They're my partners in fighting tough pain. So I can walk the dog. I can take the kids to the park. I can do the things I want. Look for Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare at your neighborhood drugstore or food store. Use these products as directed. With the right relief, I can keep going.
Go to SportsAuthority.com and get your family geared up head to toe for sports indoors and out. From cleats to running shoes to hiking boots, and from team sports to treadmills to camping gear. SportsAuthority.com has 95,000 products from brands like Nike, Under Armour, The North Face, and more. Whatever your family's needs are, not only have we got just the thing, we've got thousands of just the things to choose from. You'll find colors and sizes galore, and almost everything ships for only $2.99. SportsAuthority.com. All things sporting goods.
L-A-M-E! You guys watching on TV is lame! So lame!
During the Ultimate Hoops experience at Sears, it's easy to score a great HDTV, and it's fast. Just buy online at sears.com/hoops and pick up in-store the same day. Right now, get a 55-inch 1080p TV for only $5.88.
Buy online, pick up today, there's really just no easier way, so fast! So fast.
TV regular price, $699.99. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Sale ends March 24, 2012.
You heard him!
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
800-510. Why not 5, 8, 6, 7?
What do they yell for?
That's, I don't know.
I have the slightest idea.
That's a really
anybody
good question.
Know? 800-510-8255. If you're a golfer, why do they yell 4 when a ball is about to hit you on the bean?
Instead of watch out.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Watch out. So Marlise has the answer. So she thinks. To who Jerry Rivers is. Marlise, thank you for joining us on Good Day. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
That's good. Nice to hear from you. I'm well, thanks very much.
It's good.
Nice to be alive. I'm in Nashville, Tennessee this morning. I'm looking at pictures of Dolly Parton before she had her face disfigured, and it looks pretty good, actually. But that's not why you called. You called to tell me who
Jerry
Rivers is.
How long ago was that?
are the good pictures or the ones now that show are all messed up? The good pictures are about 10 years old. In fact,
I don't know what happened to her.
She's done what a lot of other people have done. She
I
had
love
a beautiful
Dolly.
Face. And
too
she's lost
surgery,
so much
huh?
weight. She just looks awful. Terrible. Just a mess.
All right, anyway. That's because we put too much emphasis on the exterior rather than the interior.
Right. I bet you're a beautiful person inside and out.
I try, and I hope I am.
Yes. Well, you got my vote. I can tell by
talking.
And
I don't
I'm
believe in
good.
Face surgeries.
Okay, well, neither
believe
do I.
Believe in going gracefully, right? Getting old gracefully.
The just only few, way.
Yeah.
Use a little cream. It'll do you wonders.
Yes.
Right, so, Marlise, what is the who is the person that we're talking about who was known formerly as Jerry Rivers?
Geraldo Rivera.
Geraldo Rivera started his radio career not thinking his real name would be popular, so he decided to use the name Jerry Rivers. Jerry Geraldo Rivers Rivera. And after some time, one of his bosses said, you know, what do you use that fake name for? Do you realize there are all these Hispanics that we could be attracting just because of your name? What's the matter with you? So he said, duh, okay.
Did he say duh, okay?
Probably didn't quite say that. He's actually quite a smart fellow and a good broadcaster, a good television guy, a good radio guy. And that's how the Jerry Rivers became the real Geraldo Rivera. Good job. Please hold on just a second. Richie's going to take care of you, or I think Evan may. Meanwhile, it's time for us to try to work out a little. I think the idea of being sensitive in an era when there's lots of insensitivity. But the other side of it is we are sensitive to the wrong things. Back and forth all day, every day, whether it's this week, this month, this year. We all know in our lives there are people who get upset about things that are really, in the length of eternity, probably not very important. But then, when it comes to, you know, real situations, do you go over in your mind the courses of action? When you're presented with a problem, do you go over in your mind the courses of action possible for you to pursue? Do you visualize the consequences? I had this conversation yesterday with a friend of mine it's not important where he is. It's important that you follow, however, it seems to me, this particular idea, visualization, self-visualization. Put yourself in the success seat. Pick the course of action which will offer you the satisfaction. You've made promises to yourself, right? We all do that. Michael McMaster is here to talk more about this. Michael has a great website. You can go to it, michael-mcmaster.com. You can actually go to through DougStephan.com. Look at our contributors box. See a picture of Michael. Click on there, and you'll see all kinds of support. There, you need to rally behind yourself. Isn't that one of the biggest problems, Michael? People do not rally. There, lots of folks want to, you know, go protest. Rush Limbaugh is terrible. But what about you? What are you doing for you? Why would you waste your time on something like that if you need attention? Then why aren't you working on you? Is that a fair question?
That's true. It's interesting what you just said before, because when it comes to problems, most people just react and react from fear, and they don't know what to do.
Right.
They don't have themselves in a position of power. But I had a great line a couple of weeks ago. You should be your own CEO of your life.
Yes.
Where you should map it out how you want your life to go. And I try to teach people, you know, when you encounter a problem in your life, you know, what you said about visualization, visualize the answer that you want or visualize the outcome that you want, then take small steps towards that outcome. But most people in life, in dealing with life, they're paralyzed. It becomes so overwhelming for them, and they just don't know how to step forward.
Do you think people who have religion oftentimes, and that's a phrase that's misused, I think, a lot, but anyway, you get the gist of it. If you have religion, are you more likely to be at peace, or is this methodology that we're talking about related somehow to the same sort of things that religion is?
No, there's something very interesting about that. One thing that I try to teach people from a spiritual point of view, I tell people, ask the universe to give you the answer for the problem that you have at the present time, to bring the answer to you now. And the people who do this, they get the answer. And some people are a little timid in asking that way, but I try to explain to people, you know, the universal God is on your side. It doesn't fight against you. And if you ask the right way and ask strongly for the solution to whatever problem that you have now, the solution will come. It could come in an intuitive thought, in meeting somebody, but the answers are always there.
All right, Jennifer and Rich, is this too abstract, or is Michael able, through his explanation, to ring a bell with either of you and people that are listening right now?
I get it.
Yeah. But do you use it?
Probably not.
No.
Yeah.
You know, probably I keep driving through. I don't sit there and go, and I'll tell you why. I have one of my best friends, very Christian in his beliefs, and would always sit there and wait for the answers to something to come in the form of God giving it to him. And I would say, that's fine, but you need to take action for those answers to come.
The expression, so, God helps those who help themselves.
Right.
Come
and I'm like, dude, a check's not going to come in the mail addressed from God and answer all of your problems. No. You need to take some kind of action, and therefore it will come to you. So I just keep plowing ahead, and I don't know whether the universe helps me or not, but, you know.
I'm with Rich. I mean, I get what he's saying because I'm very impatient, so I can't see myself waiting for an answer. But, see, I believe that God guides me in a different way. I think some people, Michael, probably get answers that they're supposed to get, but I think God and the universe get me kind of in my quickness, you know, in the fact that I do just plug along, and I think that's maybe what I'm supposed to do.
Okay. That's good. I understand that. And I totally agree with what both of you have just said. These are the situations where you absolutely don't know what to do. When you don't see any direction or any light in anything. And there are many, many people who are like that. And so, you know, their faith or their understanding of the universe, it's an extra tool that they can use when they feel absolutely stuck. But, you know, I totally agree with what both of you just said in problems and maybe everyday problems. Yeah, you have to keep moving forward. And in doing that, you can also ask God or the universe to give you the answer for the next step as well. But I totally agree with you. You've got to take some action with it as well.
Well, action is in and of itself a very important and a very good thing. And that's one of the benefits of going to Michael's website, because he'll teach you with any number of great CDs how to take that action that he's talking about. Action. Go to DougStephan.com, look for Michael McMaster's picture, or just go straight to Michael-McMaster.com. Help yourself out, because you need to help yourself. You need to be number one with you. 21 after the hour.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Apparently, this is number one male voice around today.
Justin.
Justin Timberlake. He's been in and out of relationships with Justin Bieber a couple of times.
Yeah, they're kind of an on and off thing. No one ever confirms that they're together. So, you know, you still have a shot. Don't worry.
No, I'm not worried. She's too young for me anyway.
There you go.
And you are, too. So, let's see. Maria's not, though.
Watch out, Maria.
Wait. I'm right in his target market.
Target market. The target demo.
I want to be loved.
I see. Well, I'll need some beer.
This is sexy, huh? Having
fun with Doug Steffens. Good day.
Hypnotic. The way you pulled on me, it's like the pulse of gravity right up on the body. It's so erotic. This feeling can't be beat. It's coursing through my whole body. Feel the heat. I got that burning hot desire. Yeah. No one can put out my fire. Yeah. Coming right down to the
I miss old Madonna.
Yep, Madonna.
This is not as good as old Madonna.
It's not bad. It's a little too electronic, perhaps.
Let me ask you something. Being a 30-something and I'm a 40-something and Doug's a 60-something, what do you consider old Madonna?
Her 80s and 90s music.
Her 80s and 90s music.
Yeah, her the stuff that she came out with, early Madonna.
Right, okay.
Up until, here's where I loved Madonna.
Like, do you consider
Madonna,
like a virgin old Madonna?
Yes.
Now?
Yeah. I think, I mean, I consider original Madonna up through her Vogue album and the Immaculate Conception.
Right, okay.
When she started getting all weird and techno-y is when I think that's new Madonna, and I don't like it quite as much.
Yeah. Does she need to have that because she hasn't got what she had before?
I think she wants to stay youthful. She wants to be in the club,
yeah, but
and this
she
is the way
need
to be there.
Does she need the electronic in order to say to her audience, I'm with it?
I think
is
so.
Part
yeah,
of today
I,
really is.
She doesn't want to be heard on the adult contemporary station. She wants to be heard on the top 40 station.
Right.
So to do that, she does the electronic stuff.
But her audience is on the AC stations as well as on the top 40 stations.
I think so. I think she's got a, yeah, I think
you
she
know,
has both crowds.
At what point, it's really hard to please your original fans who outgrow today's top music, and then please today's top music fans too, and stay relevant. So, you know, at what point do you make a decision? Okay, this is the fan base that I'm going for, and
you stop selling records to the other fan base,
and I'm going to abandon my other fan base because they're not interested in my music anymore anyway.
Wow,
it's a tough situation.
You got to go where the money is. Of course, she doesn't need any, but it then becomes it's a psychological thing more than it is a money thing.
But really, people follow the artist, I think, more than anything. I mean, I would I still follow Madonna because I consider myself to be a Madonna fan. But
sure,
I just am not fond of what... I would never buy that CD.
The reality is that you and I don't buy as much music as we used to when we were 22 and 23, and that's what she's trying to get to, and can she still be relevant to that crowd?
And you think the same thing applies to people who are television actors or movie actors or people in general, maybe even politicians, people in the public eye? Do you think that they always have to keep their relevance?
Yeah.
And let's face it, Al Sharpton has a particular base. Is it younger or older black people? My sense is it's older black people. Who would the younger black people go to? Will Smith, probably. You know, if there was...
Will Smith is much of an activist, you know, but I'm sure that there's somebody out there.
I think he is more than you think he is. Like Tom Hanks, you don't think he's an activist, but he really is.
Tom Hanks has definitely got some activist in him.
Yeah. Now, I think you'd find that if you look around, you'd see that Will Smith was in that same...
In a life kind of way, but definitely not a political way.
How about it? Yeah. In a moment, we're going to talk about the price you're paying for gasoline, the Keystone Pipeline, and T. Boone Pickens here on Good Days, 28 past the hour.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
I've got stuff to do. I can't let pain get in the way. But I can turn to Advil for tough pain relief, Advil PM for relief of nighttime pain and sleeplessness, and Thermacare for long-lasting back pain relief. They're my partners in fighting tough pain. So I can walk the dog. I can take the kids to the park. I can do the things I want. Look for Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare at your neighborhood drugstore or food store. Use these products as directed. With the right relief, I can keep going.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Joe Calabria, 715th Transportation Trucking Company, U.S. Army.
I would have to go out on convoys. We took ammunition, food rations, troops, whatever had to be supplied to the line companies, that's what we took care of. We were very fortunate, the Korean veteran. If the Chinese had air power, we'd have been dead ducks. Because you could walk faster than going up in second gear. And if they had air power, you're going up a mountain, you know, they're coming in, you had it. We were very fortunate we didn't have that problem. Like I say, you did what you had to do, and like I said, I was very fortunate. Nothing happened.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Program that focuses on what you're thinking, and maybe we make a few people think about some of the things they're thinking in a different way. Not here to persuade you, but interested in having different ideas, a forum for different conversational ideas. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and I spending some time talking about what T. Boone Pickens is proposing as I'm watching Morning Joe here with Lawrence O'Donnell and Mike Barnicle. And Mika Brzezinski, who's the only one there who's got any brains at all. The rest of them are all just listening to themselves talk. And they let her do the least amount of talking, and she's the one who has the most to say. I always get a kick out of these guys. They're talking to I don't know who this guy is from Maryland, Richie. Looks like he is the governor, but I don't know that for sure, and he's not been identified.
Martin O'Malley?
I don't know, maybe. Mm-hmm. The discussion is about adding taxes.
Yes.
To
Martin
the price O'Malley. Of gasoline.
Martin O'Malley.
Is that who it is?
Yes.
Okay. So these people are all going around the room talking about whether the 23-cent gas tax is enough. They're talking about whether
he was at 40 cents, and then all of a sudden gas prices shot up, you know, a buck, and now he's backed it up to 23 cents.
This guy would be somebody I'd love to run against.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I'd like to be in the room with these people.
And here's his philosophy, and he can't understand why we all don't get it. He's like, listen, we need to build infrastructure. The Baltimore Harbor has created hundreds and hundreds of jobs because we charged tax money to build that Baltimore Harbor. We need to do that again. We need to do that now. We can create hundreds of jobs if we just charge everybody in Maryland 23 cents more per gallon for gasoline and take your money, and we can create, 500-600 jobs.
Who's running against this guy next time he's up?
I don't know who's...
I'd like to be there. I'd like to run against him.
You know who ran...
There isn't one person...
You know who lost to him was our buddy...
Oh, I know who you mean.
Yeah, him.
Nay, not Nay.
Can you fill in me?
Oh, shoot. Hold on one second. Let me get it.
All right, it doesn't make a difference.
Yeah.
Here's the point. These people are all having a conversation...
Ehrlich.
And they have... Yeah, right. Michael Ehrlich. Was it Michael?
No.
Bob Ehrlich.
Bob Ehrlich. Yeah.
Okay. So we got these people who are talking about the infrastructure. What you don't hear, what you don't see, is the application of how the roads are built? How are the bridges built? What is your money being used for? You never hear that discussion.
But he's talking about 500 jobs. That's the whole state is going to be affected by this dramatically. 23 cents a gallon on a weekly basis to your average person. That's a hit,
you're
man.
Missing, mm-hmm. Yeah, you're missing the point. The point is that we have our roads are poorly constructed to begin with. There are no, if you go to Europe, any place in Europe, as a matter of fact, plenty, other than Africa, pretty much anywhere in the civilized world, the roads are much better than ours. The roads have been built hundreds of years ago, and they've been modified somewhat. But you don't see the resurfacing projects on the interstate every 3-4 years because they use crappy material. They have people, and by design, they want to use crappy material so that they have to keep doing this over and over and over again so that they keep these union guys working.
I'm down with
that. It is an offensive, it's a ridiculous, it is such bad policy, and nobody really talks about that. They talk about these superficial, foolish points of view that have nothing to do with the real issue. The real issue is, we are poorly building roads, and we are not addressing that. So therefore, we keep throwing money at it, and we keep then looking to raise taxes. At what point?
It's
say,
a tool for the politicians,
stop.
Right? It's a tool for the politicians right. to be able to keep getting more taxes. Oh,
my
need to rebuild
God.
Your roads.
All right.
Need to keep
so
you protected by the police. Need to keep. You don't want your house to burn down, do you? You don't want your children to be starving at school,
thinking.
Do you?
And nobody's asking the right questions. Okay, let's talk a little bit about our petroleum needs, the price you're paying for gasoline. Average around the country now is, I think, $3.84 or something. It was, a buck less than that a year ago. And we know when I was a kid, I remember gas for 27 cents a gallon. So, excuse me, not wanting to be labeled as an old duffer, 27 cents a gallon, I remember, for gasoline. And I remember, it wasn't that long ago. It was a buck ten.
Yeah, no.
That was not that long ago.
No.
So what are we doing here? The president, remember we had the fellow on the program from Roswell, New Mexico the other day. The president was going to stop there, and he did. And he has been visiting here and there in Oklahoma. He was there yesterday, too. Said he's going to fast-track the southern portion of the Keystone Pipeline, which is good. This is a top priority because we need to move some of our oil, Canadian oil, Mexican oil, whatever. Where it goes is going to be a controversy. But if you put, they'll try to convince you that if it's on the open market, then it affects the price of everything. So what difference does it make where we get our oil from? Here's number two of what nobody else says, nobody else talks about. These phonies who are all over supposedly the environment. Do you know how much fuel we're burning to put the oil on a tanker in the Middle East and ship it across the Atlantic Ocean to get here to be refined versus taking, and then we sell the oil from here and it gets put in a tanker, goes out through the Panama Canal and goes over to Japan all the way across the Pacific Ocean. What in the name of heaven are we trying to, are you really that stupid?
I was thinking about this with the pink slime controversy, which is growing. Apparently, giant supermarkets have decided that they're going to not put pink slime in. And I was like, the reason we have pink slime is so that we can put the ammonia in there to make the meat safe so that we can ship it across the country, around the world.
Yeah.
I don't
Why don't
understand.
You buy meat from a local butcher? Hello.
Yeah, with oil and food and commodities in general, why we just don't keep it local unless... Okay, we need oranges here in Maryland, and obviously we don't grow too many oranges here or in Virginia.
That's why the locavore movement has become so popular, Richie, because people are realizing that they're getting food that's 1,500 miles away and 5-6 days old. When you have when you are actually shipping food across the country, it loses with each 24 hours about 20% of its value. So once you get it, if it's over 5 or 6 days old, it has very little value. Very little value. So people realize that. And so whether it's produce, whether it's dairy, whether it's meat, whatever it is, now people know that if they get local, they're going to have, and some places just can't provide all the local needs that you may have, but you understand that the closer you get it to your home, the more valuable the essence of the nutrients are that's in that food. And that's what people want. And so all of this shipping stuff all over the place, It's because
it just adds to the expense.
Cheaper. It just adds to the expense, and it adds to the
quality,
of the environment.
The lowering of the quality.
I mean,
if
you're really in environment, this is why these phony conservatives, they don't even talk about stuff like this. If you're a true conservative, you're asking the question, why are we hauling oil from the Middle East to here? How are we conserving? Yeah. We're not conserving money, we're not conserving the oil, and we're not conserving the environment. None of those things are meet the test. And you can apply that to a lot of different things. So anyway, T. Boone Pickens has come up with an idea. What is it, Rich?
Well, what he wants to do, he's always pushed natural gas. And what he's trying to do, it's kind of interesting, one of the things, one of his tactics, is he's trying to get companies switch their whole fleets over to natural gas. And right now, specifically because they have an abundance of it and it's easy to get down on the Gulf Coast, he's trying to get corporations to build natural gas stations down in that area. His goal is to get 20 million cars on natural gas in this country within the next couple of years. He tried it as of a year or two ago, but he had to push it back a little bit just because they didn't hit the mark. But, you know, I'll tell you, when I go down to Colombia with my wife and you get in one of these little tin box taxis down there, the first couple of times I pulled into a gas station and see the guy pop the trunk open, I'm like, what in the world is he doing? The gas flap is on the left side of the quarter panel there. They all run on natural gas down there. All the little taxis. Here I am in Colombia.
It's cheap. Nothing. Doesn't cost anything to run anything on.
Right.
I wish I would convert my tractors to it, except it requires a big, big tank on the top of the cowling of the tractor, and you wouldn't be able to see half of what you needed to see.
Well,
but it would be much better for the environment.
You're doing the biodiesel anyway, so you've got a cheap alternative. So I mean,
that's not cheap. Biodiesel is about the same price as regular diesel now.
No, it is.
Become fashionable.
Yeah, because everybody's selling their McDonald's. Well, not McDonald's.
$3.40. Well, the biodiesel is different than there are different types of biodiesel. And the stuff that I'm making comes out of vegetable oil, but there's some stuff that.
When are you going to convert your cow poop into something you can use?
Yeah.
It costs $100,000 to $200,000 to build one of those converters.
To capture the methane.
Yes.
From the piles of dung.
But it would be it'd be a good thing to do. So here's the thing for you to be thinking about as you go to the gas pump this weekend. Say what you will about Newt Gingrich. He's not my candidate, but he's 100% correct when it comes to $2.50 gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
100% correct.
Newt's a smart guy. He's just crazy and a horrible manager.
Right. So if anybody had any brains like Romney, they take this idea and make it your own. Once all of the platforms at the convention are established, you take that $2.50 a gallon gasoline and you make it the number after the job platform, which should be number one.
Right.
Number two is the price of gasoline. And that's your plank, and that's what you run on.
I challenge you, President Obama, to give us $2.50 gasoline.
That's all. That's all you have to say. That's it. That's all you have to say.
He can't win.
Yeah. All right. 16 before the hour.
Wait, before you move along,
what?
I have to tell you this other T. Boone Pickens story.
Yeah, okay.
It's classic. Apparently, he's a graduate of Oklahoma State University, and is one of the board members like you are with Heidelberg, and convinced the university that a great way to raise money would be to buy life insurance policies on all of the older members of the boosters and board members. Mm-hmm. So, seems like a good idea. I mean, people are getting older. They got to die sometime. We can make money here. So they go out and they spend $27 million on insurance policies on some of the richest boosters that are associated with the school. And lo and behold, nobody kicks it before the policies expire. The
policies run out.
So they got $27 million in a ditch there. They go to try to sue the insurance companies to get their money back, and the judge throws it out of court. And he's like, what? You gambled, you lost. So they're a little upset with T-Boone right now.
Yeah. All right. Baby names. Jessica Simpson has a baby. What do we say? Holly. Not her, who's got the new baby, Jennifer?
Hillary Duff.
Hillary Duff. That's right, too.
Little Luca.
So listening to how the babies are named, there's some interesting info on the sorts of names that are being picked. Yeah. Jennifer has that for us in a moment. Mm-hmm. It's a quarter before the hour, 15 before the top of the next hour on Good Day.
Go to sportsauthority.com and get your family geared up head to toe for sports indoors and out. From cleats to running shoes to hiking boots, and from team sports to treadmills to camping gear, sportsauthority.com has 95,000 products from brands like Nike, Under Armour, The North Face, and more. Whatever your family's needs are, not only have we got just the thing, we've got thousands of just the things to choose from. You'll find colors and sizes galore, and almost everything ships for only $2.99. sportsauthority.com. All things sporting goods.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
My name is Luca. I live on the second floor.
I saw baby time.
And baby time, baby.
Names for babies. Luca is the new baby for Hillary Duff, right?
Hillary Duff, yeah. Or yeah, Hillary Duff. My gosh, her sister right. Haley. I always get them confused. Hillary Duff had the baby yesterday. Luca's the baby's name. And there's a story out. I believe Yahoo did this. It started because Robert Downey Jr. just recently had a baby, and they named their son Exton, E-X-T-O-N. And apparently using X's in boys' names has been a big trend. And, you know, we have Apple, we have all these strange names that celebrities seem to go towards. Apple, Surrey, Bronx, Blue Ivy, that was Beyonce's daughter's name. So there's a list out of the strangest names that celebrities have named their babies. And some of these are so crazy, Doug. Audio Science
is that
the son of Shannon Sossamon and kickboxing instructor Dallas Clayton. Ben, and I have to tell you, I like Penn Jillette because I've been watching Celebrity Apprentice, and he impresses me quite a bit. His daughter's name, however, does not impress me.
Yeah, he's weird, though.
It's Moxie Crime Fighter. Just weird, right? Jason Lee and his wife Beth have Pilot Inspector. Very odd. Kal-El is the son of Nicolas Cage and Alice Kim.
Kal-El from Superman.
Is Spec no, Wild Jor-El. Horse.
Jor-El is the father. Is Kal-El maybe his brother?
Kal-El is somebody in there. Let me check.
Okay. Ahead, keep going,
all right,
Ginger.
Spec Wild Horse is the son of John Mellencamp and Elaine Irwin. Another one, Spec Wilder? I don't know. Sparrow James Midnight. Sparrow's not too bad. That's the son of Nicole Richie. But to me, Sparrow seems like a girl's name. I don't know.
I would have thought that would be something that Johnny Depp would name his.
Right, like Jack Sparrow. Yeah. Bluebell Madonna's the daughter of Spice Girl Jerry Halliwell. Banjo Patrick is the son of Rachel Griffith. Kid Miller. Now, that's kind of funny to name your kid, because then you can just call him Kid all the time. That's David Duchovny and Tia Leone's son. Elijah Bob Patricius Gugii Q is the son of Bono and his wife, Allie Houston.
Remember Jeremy Sisto from Law & Order?
Oh, he's on Suburgatory right now.
Yeah, right, exactly. He has a new son, and his name is Bastion Kick Sisto.
See? Isn't that, I mean, like, what is it? Did they just think of the weirdest things they can think of?
What is that even?
Weird.
And yeah. Don't forget the twins, Daisy Boo and Poppy Honey, the daughters of Jamie Oliver, Chef Jamie Oliver.
By the way, Kal-El?
Yeah.
Clark Kent. That's his name.
His name.
No, Clark Kent. That's his real name.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, Yeah. Cool.
Superman. And that's Superman's name.
Diva Thin Muffin Pigeon is Frank Zappa's daughter.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Curry is here. Movie Moments on the air on the Good Day program, preparing for big weekend Hunger Games, among other things coming out at the box office. Chuck will go through that. He's seen Hunger Games, give you a review of it as well. The song by Kenny Loggins, Footloose, number one song and number one movie during this week in 1984.
My Starring the center of the entertainment universe, Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. Wow, no, I didn't. Unbelievable. Think it through. That old. All right, big finish here. Footloose gets us started. Movie music into Movie Moments. Chuck Curry and his review of The Hunger Games coming up. Meanwhile, let's see here. We have, should we do this movie? I guess we can do this movie. Number one during this week in 1990. There's a lot of movie news, too, that we need to get to, so we have to hustle our way through this. There are three audio cues which we have prepared for you under the circumstances. Help yourself. If you know what the movie is, you call us at 800-510-8255. And once you have figured it out and you haven't won before Movie Moments, man, you're in a good place. So here we go with the first clue.
Makes you think of a lawyer.
You've got that sharp, useless look about you.
I know the voices.
Great. Good movie. Yep, you know the movie. I mean, they only were together on two movies, so hello. 800-510-8255. Am I right, Chucker? There were two movies, and that was it with the two of them.
I need another clue.
All right, keep going. Richie, get
there. Well, color, be happy. There's a sofa in here for two.
Got it.
Love it.
Got it.
All right. There were two of them, and the two movies were pretty much the same, and they were not in any other movies together that I can think of, were they?
I don't think so. I think you're right.
No. All right, last clue.
I'm not a planner. I wouldn't say I was a planner. I would say I was a kind of fly-by-the-seat-of-my-pants gal, you know, moment to moment. That's me. That's you.
Okay. Pretty easy, I think. But yeah. 800-510-8255. They're basically the same movie, kind of like John Wayne did El Dorado, and then he did Rio Lobo. was pretty much the same movie, just a different town.
Well, John Wayne did every movie with a cowboy hat except for, I think, two.
Then yeah, he played I think you're right about that.
Then he played a cop later in his career in two
right, PI, yeah, right. Okay, so we'll get to that. 800-510-8255 plus Chucker's review of Hunger Games coming right up here on Good Day.
I've got stuff to do. I can't let pain get in the way. But I can turn to Advil for tough pain relief. Advil PM for relief of nighttime pain and sleeplessness. And Thermacare for long-lasting back pain relief. They're my partners in fighting tough pain. So I can walk the dog. I can take the kids to the park. I can do the things I want. Look for Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare at your neighborhood drugstore or food store. Use these products as directed. With the right relief, I can keep going.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shif Move Free Ultra. Hi, Chucker. How'd you like Hunger Games when you saw it last night?
I liked it, but I didn't love it. It opens on 4,100 screens. It's expected to be a big, huge hit based on a series of novels. I know Lionsgate's going to create three films out of it. First off, the lead, Jennifer Lawrence, she's quite good. She was nominated for an Oscar for a movie called Winterbone a year ago. The camera really likes her. I think the audience will like her. The supporting cast is all good. Stanley Tucci, Elizabeth Banks, and Woody Harrelson, all good. The problem I had with the film is I liked the setup. I thought the setup was really, really pretty cool and pretty compelling. It's the follow-through I had the problem with. It's just not overly exciting. I couldn't help compare it to Arnold Schwarzenegger's The Running Man, which is similar in presence, which I thought was a lot more, just more fun. And people maybe not remember, but Stanley Tucci's sort of the theatrical game show host in this version. But I thought Richard Dawson, if people remember him in The Running Man, was just a superior character and a lot more fun. And also, I thought the second half of the film should have materialized more Rambo-esque, and it didn't. It sort of just plods along. Gary Ross, who directed the movie Seabiscuit, really directs this at a very leisurely pace. I don't want to call it slow, but it's not a quick-moving film. Overall, I give it a 6 out of 10. Well, it's worth seeing, but it's not great. Right.
Michael, what's the name of that movie?
Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman was the number one movie during this week in 1990 with Gere and...